Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to WordPress Event Talk, a Do the Woo podcast show. Well, are you ready to learn about all you need to know about WordCamp Sydney? If you've been waiting for the event down under, here is your chance. The Devin chats with lead organizer Will Brown. Let's listen in.
How are you, Will? How is it going in the land down under?
Okay. So the temperatures, last time we spoke, the temperatures were really chilly in Sydney, but now they've come all the way back up. So high 20s, almost 30 degrees, which is nice.
Wow, yeah. Well, that sounds like Indonesia, but I feel like it's been really, really hot in the last few days. So what's chilly in your standard for Sydney?
Probably 10 to 12 degrees during the day. That'd be cold, and close to zero at night time.
At night.
But that's nothing compared to where I'm from in Scotland. So that's a lovely summer's day.
It's nothing, right? All right. So, and then how is it going with WordCamp Sydney? So I heard that this is going to be the camp that everyone in Australia and probably New Zealand too, they've been looking forward to this for years. When was the last time of WordCamp Sydney or WordCamp in Australia, if you can share with us?
The last WordCamp in Australia was 2019. I believe it was WordCamp Sydney in 2019. And Perth was due to go ahead in 2020, but that obviously got cancelled when COVID struck.
Right. So 5 years, I would say.
5 years, yeah.
The last WordCamp Sydney, so I bet everyone is so looking forward to it. And I'm guessing also everyone across Australia are joining forces to help you make it happen. Can you say something about it? Like how many organizers and where are they from?
We've got 12 organizers, which is a huge team. But I wanted to get a lot of people involved from all over Australia. So I've got people from Perth, Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney. I think there's somebody in Canberra. So it's all over basically, the major cities. And that's really nice. There's a lot of new people on the team. So the idea is to train them up and just show them how a conference works, how it's organized, so that they can then maybe go back to their own cities and think about booting up a WordCamp in their local city.
That's the way to go. So is this your probably second, third, fourth or fifth WordCamp Sydney as an organizer?
2014, 2016, 2018, 2019. Yes, fifth one.
Oh, wow. You're the master of WordCamp Sydney then. And it is about the time for you to, prepare the next generation, right?
Right. Someone's going to train them up.
Exactly. Of course, you're still around and they would probably be happy to see you around and helping them out. But I think the younger generation probably are also excited to take up the leadership button. So, wow. And when is it going to happen?
November the 2nd and 3rd, which is a Saturday and Sunday. And we're at the University of Technology Sydney, or we call it UTS, at one of the buildings there. And we've hosted previous WordCamps in that building, so we kind of know our way around. It was a safe bet. Rather than try something new, it's more of a kind of rinse and repeat, just so we can focus on the event and not, different things.
Exactly. So you focus on the content, the organizing of the event, and it allows you also to ensure that all the organizing team understand what it takes to help and to hold an event WordPress style, right? And so 2 days, let us know what's going to happen in these 2 days. Are you going to have contributor day on the first day or on the second day or no contributor day at all?
I don't think we're going to have a contributor day at all. I don't think any of the WordCamps in Australia have done a contributor day. No. But one of the reasons that we chose not to do it was because of budget. So because it's been 5 years since the last WordCamp, we weren't too sure sponsors would get on board. for that. So we just wanted to do like the minimal that we could, the 2 days. If we do get over sponsorship, then there's nothing stopping us from hiring, you know, another day, another office somewhere and doing a contributor day. We can talk about that. And sponsorship's looking pretty good.
Good.
Just now.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's something we can consider and we can spin up if need be.
All right. So let's talk about the schedule first in this 2 days. What can people expect? Are they going to be full session? Are they going to be discussion or workshop? And then later on, we'll touch upon the sponsorship. So what can we expect from the 2 days of WordCamp Sydney?
It's going to be two tracks of talks. There may be a panel discussion on one day, but it's generally going to be two tracks just with people talking, slides and session. We did think about workshops, but that's a level up. So to do a workshop, it's quite demanding. You've got to have the people there, the resources, you know, technical equipment. So it's a different technical challenge than just putting on a talk session. So it's something that the organizing team are thinking about, how could we implement that for the next WordCamps. So we've had huge discussions about that, but maybe, probably not this time.
Okay. And you mentioned about two tracks. What are they? Is this the common tech and non-tech?
No, we're going to mix it up. So we started mixing up the tracks, I think, in 2018. So we've tried in the past to do beginners and dev or technical and non-technical. But it's really dependent on the speaker submissions that we get in. So we don't get hundreds. I think we got about 76 speaker submissions.
That's quite a lot. Wow. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a lot of them very developer focused.
Okay.
So we're just going to mix it up. We're going to have some dev in one room, some dev in the other, some beginning stuff. So we've got people working on the schedule just now, going through the speakers. That's the point we're at the moment, is speaker application is finished and we're reviewing and vetting and creating the schedule, which should be out in a couple of weeks.
All right. So for now, we can only expect talks, but who knows, there's going to be panel, workshop. It depends on the resources, sponsorship as well. And you are on vetting the application at the moment out of 770. Are you going to reduce it to like half or?
There's about 30 slots available over the 2 days.
All right.
Yeah.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah.
Well, so many looking. Yeah. That's good. You mentioned that most of the submissions are around developer focus. This was also one of the inputs that the community team received when we were experimenting with next-gen events, where some folks are expecting to learn more about developers. So I'm talking about global. What do you think the expectation or the hope from the community in Australia or the neighboring country, what's the interest at the moment? Are you consider those feedback where they want to hear some about something, they want to get involved in certain topics, discussion?
Yeah, I did a survey for the meetup group. When would that be? Maybe 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. And we did get a good development response from that. But we also got quite a large development, not business and beginner response as well. And that's being reflected at the meetup group, certainly the Sydney one. We're getting quite a few beginner people. We're getting more business owners coming along.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
We've got a WordPress website. We want to know more, expand that. So that's a mix of the topics. We'll definitely cater for beginners. We'll definitely have some business talks in there and try and pad out the development. We're okay for development.
Good. And were these submissions coming from other tech communities, folks? Something that probably related to WordPress. Did you find any in your submissions list?
Yes, absolutely. So we've got Girls Who Code, I think. We've got a submission from them. The Linux Australia open source community, they were, we had some submissions from them as well. One of the people on the organizing teams are a Drupal person, so his community was involved as well. So we're kind of touching on a lot of different communities, a lot of different meetup groups across Australia to advertise, because as we said, this is the first one back in 5 years.
Yeah. So everyone's excited and want to be part. If not, they just want to like see people again, right? Network with people. So yeah, we understand. Oh, that sounds exciting. I'm also looking forward to be there. So I just have to book my hotels and my flight. It's 2 months to go, but I'm still like thinking, oh, do I have to like spend more just to hang out with folks there, understand more? I mean, this is, it sounds like, it feels like a once in a lifetime experience for me. Although I've been to Australia, I've lived in Melbourne for 2 years, but not quite in Sydney. I visited my relatives in Sydney a bit. So yeah, looking forward to. So let's go back to sponsors. You mentioned that it's looking good. Are you still in need for more? Do you have a deadline, or do you just open to receive last minute sort of sponsorship? What's the situation?
We've got the big sponsor package levels, and they always take a lot longer because the bigger companies move a little bit slower. You know, there's lots of more red tape and hoops to go through. So I think we're okay on the big sponsorships. We're really looking for more local sponsorships at the moment. So around the kind of silver, gold, silver, bronze. So we can get that kind of local sponsorship as well, rather than all the big companies. But we have 93.41% of our expected income.
Wow.
For sponsorship at the moment. We can always use more. If we use more, then we open up more rooms, we get more speakers, we do workshop or other types of sessions for that.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're looking very good at the moment. Ticket sales are actually pretty good. We've got, just having a look at this, we've got 60, 65, 66 tickets so far, and that's with no real push or advertising or speakers. So the maximum attendee limit is 333, so that's the venue maximum, so we can't go for that anyway. So we're looking okay at the moment, looking pretty good.
Okay, well, you still have 2 months to go, and then you're going to publish all the schedules, speakers, probably slowly sponsors. That sponsors also drive people decision, right? They want to check out the latest products, or they just want to connect with their brands. Or in fact, they want to give feedback or inputs, you know, of the product that they've been using. So this is a chance at WordCamp. The networking happens between companies and the customers as well.
The networking side has always been huge in the WordCamp in Australia. There's people who will come just to sit out in the corridor and chat to people and not listen to any sessions, which is fine by us.
Yeah, yeah. So how do you call that? The, I can't remember. How do you call that?
Like the water cooler?
It's the session that happens actually in the corridor. There's a term for it, but I can't think of it.
No. Hallway track?
Hallway track. There you go. Yes, the hallway track. That's usually the most favorite one. Especially for an event like yours, you know, people have been waiting and they are excited to just be there, I would say. If not, they're also interested in hearing the latest updates in the industry, right? All right. So I also want to hear more about the community in Australia. Is there anything that we can learn from? How's everything in both probably Australia and the neighboring New Zealand and the Pacific? There are WordPress community in these regions, but I think WordCamp Sydney has been the only WordCamp, at least after COVID, that happens in that part of the world. What do you think about it? How can we support more community around the region to be more excited, to come up with probably doesn't have to be as big as WordCamp Sydney, 200 something people, but 50 to 100 people were so supportive of that as well.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. We've obviously, with COVID, the whole community was fragmented and decimated. We lost meetup groups. So I worked with automatic WordPress community support to spin up those meetup groups again. So we've got meetups happening in some of the big cities, which is great. We've got Melbourne and Brisbane and Perth going again with new organizers. So, you know, fresh talent, which is always great. Yeah, so more meetups to spin up. We're always encouraging people to, you know, if you want a meetup in your local area, we're here to help. You know, it's not scary as it first seems. And it doesn't have to be an event with speakers, presenters. It can be in a library or in a coffee shop, just chatting round about. So we're really encouraging people to spin up local meetups and, you know, tailor the community for where it is. During COVID, we went online for a couple of years with WordPress City meetup, and it worked very well, but maybe it worked a little bit too well because it's a long way to commute if you're outside the Sydney suburbs. It's like an hour and a half to come into the city centre for maybe an hour's chat, and the other city are the same. So there's a lot of people who really liked the online sessions or being able to watch them at home and catch up. So we've lost a lot of the community members that way, but I'm trying to encourage people that it's the network and social side is just as important as the topic, the talk, you know. So I'm encouraging people to meet up and create more local meetups. So we had three or four round about Greater Sydney area before COVID. And, you know, were just a handful of people meeting up in a coffee shop. But that's great. That's what we want to encourage. That's what I want to encourage. It's more local meetups rather than the big word camps happening all the time. Because if we can build up the community at a local level, then the word camps and everything else, they'll just take care of themselves.
Yeah, I agree. Right. And do you have anything for WordCamp Sydney where you gather all these meetup organizers or you open up either a discussion or a booth for those people who are interested in joining their local community? How you use WordCamp Sydney as a leverage to boost up all these local initiatives? Is there anything in plan for that?
In 2019, I had little sessions it was basically a hallway track. So we had little sessions. One was Gravity Forms, one was maybe WooCommerce, and just a handful of people that would sit down and we'd chat about something. So I'd like to do something similar, but along the lines of community and specifically WordPress meetups. So if people are interested, they can come and sit down just for a chat, you know, and I'll have a skeleton overview as to how you can boot up a local WordPress meetup, what types you can expect, how to get funding, all that sort of stuff. So I plan to do a little bit of those, kind of a little bit of like an unconference, you know, just sitting down with a group of people. But we're also going to mention the meetup groups at the event as well, because there'll be a lot of probably ex-meetup organizers there as well. So there's a huge talent in that room and a lot of veteran meetup and conference organizers there as well. So it'd be a bit silly not to engage in them. We'll definitely promote that side as well.
That sounds terrific. Right. So I know that there's Perth, the meetup group in Perth has been also one of the most active. I'm recently in touch with one of the member. I think they're also speaking at the meetup, and with their connection to some community in China, they help a couple of groups joining the official chapter program. So we have Shenzhen meetup group now, and there's application from Shanghai and everything else. So that's like connection. We're talking about network, you know, thanks to folks in Australia that we can start WordPress meetup groups in China. So these kind of events, as small as meetup, can actually lead to a big achievements as a community, you know, global community. So yeah, well, looking forward to what WordCamp Sydney would result later. So recently, not recently, actually yesterday, I saw this social post of WordPress account where Josepha Haddon talking about WordPress and education. So, and then in some parts of the world, mainly Europe, there's Africa, and there's also Asia, that are WordCamps or WordPress events that involve students, university students, kids, younger generation, basically, or schools. Is there any direction that you also sort of introduce at WordCamp Sydney, whether it's through the session, the speakers, the topics, or any activities that would involve or allow kids to join and participate? If not, that's fine, totally. But if yes, or there's still opportunity, given that there's still a lot of opportunity to for sponsors to join and support your event, probably this is something that would be interesting for everyone. Yeah.
It's definitely something we discussed, but we're not going to do a kids track this year. Again, we're just trying to keep it as simple as we can to test the model again to see if it still works. So there'll be no kids track, but certainly students. I've contacted some people that I know in TAFE, you know, to try and get that kind of student side as well. We're off. Also, one of our sponsors is offering travel grants as well. So it's like an on application basis. And so I think they're offering 10 travel grants, particularly for people who can't afford to get into the city like students. So that's on the website homepage. You can go and have a look at that. But that's just to encourage people who would maybe like to come to a WordCamp, but, you know, can't quite afford, they don't have the finances. So students would definitely fit into that category there. So we're definitely encouraging that student. We had a strong student. We've always had a strong student membership because the local TAFE colleges use WordPress a lot in their courses to be able to just spin up a website and do things and do projects within WordPress. So we've always had a strong student connection. So we want to grow that again.
That sounds good. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities, and that is great that you have these sponsors willing to offer travel grants for WordCamp Sydney. Okay, this is fantastic. And I hope that all the seats taken by those who are really in need of the support and will really benefit from your event. This is fantastic. All right. So where can we learn more about WordCamp Sydney other than the website? Are you on social media?
Yes, we're on social media. Let me just pull it up. So hashtag is hashtag WCSYD. So WordCamp Syd. But we're on X, formerly Twitter, is WordCamp Syd. And we're on Facebook as well. Same. And we're on LinkedIn as well. We've got a LinkedIn page. If you just search for WordCamp Sydney, that'll come up.
Right. I'm actually scrolling down because that's usually where you see the social buttons, right? And I see Meetup is the first button, and then Facebook, and then X, and YouTube, LinkedIn, and Instagram. This is a complex, like a set of like social accounts for WordCamp Sydney. Wow. Who's the person? Who's the organizers behind this communication or marketing? Okay. Kudos to that person. This is awesome. And I see that you are collaborating with Linux Australia. This is, I think, a very unique setup. I don't think this is evident in many parts of the world. There are some communities collaborating with local tech communities, but WordCamp Sydney or WordPress in Australia has been one of the experience in this kind of collaboration. Is there anything that you can share about this? Like when you started, how you started this collaboration and how you maintain this collaboration? Apart from, of course, there would be probably some admin involved or hiccups in the collaboration. So that is the dynamic, right, of teamwork, I would say. I see this as a teamwork and collaboration to keep the WordPress community alive in Australia.
So we've got a memorandum of understanding between WordPress Community Support or WordCamp Central and Linux Australia. So Linux Australia, they support all the open source communities in Australia. They are very huge, very helpful as well. They run our event insurance and we run the bank accounts through Linux Australia as well, so which means we don't have to deal with currency exchange rates. But the insurance here in Australia, to get a venue, it's usually 20 million insurance. And I'm not sure if it's changed, but I think WordCamp Central can only do 10 million. So Linux Australia covers us for our event insurance for that. And I mean, they're just fantastic supporters. They, as well as having our WordPress community in Australia, we also linked into the whole open source community via Linux Australia. So we are broadcasting out to the whole of Australia, not just the kind of WordPress niche in there. But no, they've been absolutely fantastic. It does mean a little bit more admin. So we have to form a subcommittee within Linux Australia, which has a treasurer and secretary as a bare minimum. And we have to then report monthly back to work, back to Linux Australia, tell them just how progress is meeting, how progress is going for that. So we've kind of serving two masters mm-hmm. at once. We've got WordCamp Central and we've got Linux Australia, but that's not a bad thing because it's like double accountability for those. So we've got the WordCamp Central team looking at budgets. We've got Linux Australia looking at the budget as well. So, you know, it's a little bit more admin, but it's double accountability, which is great.
And did you mention, I think you mentioned about like the community, does it also support the meetup groups as well?
Linux Australia, they can. They offer grants. I was vice president of Linux Australia for a couple of years. And every year they do a grant, open a grant session. As of last year, they split it into a software grant, but also a community grant as well. So if we do have local meetups, open source meetups, WordPress meetups, they can help financially with venues. They can give advice and support. They can help with AV stuff there. So there's that huge support offering that is available to us through Linux Australia.
Right. That sounds good. And is this an initiative of the Linux Australia as well to nurture the open source community in Australia, supporting them? So it's not that everyone needs to compete to get support or to get recognized, but they are actually like a welcome umbrella community of the other open source and also supporting for activities or whatever programs that the other communities have. Do you know whether similar initiative takes place in other countries with, for example, I'm not familiar with Linux Foundation or the activities in different countries, because this could be actually a good also entry point for other WordPress community where Linux Foundation or association in the city or country is strong, but they're not aware. So there's never been a connection, but perhaps either the WordPress community or whoever may reach out, right, and start that collaboration. Do you know anything?
I don't know if any other countries that the Linux group supports WordPress directly, but if anyone's listening and they're interested, I'm happy to have a chat with them and funnel things through Linux Australia and see if we can get in contact with other countries, other groups. But yeah, I think the system works really, really well. It certainly works well for us. It's not a burden having two teams being accountability-wise. They're really, really helpful and the resources are fantastic. It works really, really well for us.
All right. Well, that sounds like a very good model to follow. And if you have any resources that you can share with regards to this collaboration, I think that would be great for you to share in the community event channel or community teams channel so that everyone else can look up and see whether they can reach out to their own, to Linux Foundation or association in their home country. All right. Anything that I miss about WordCamp Sydney that we have to talk about? I mean, I see these, when I was looking for the Travel Grand blog, I see this, plan your pitch online workshop, your pitch online workshop. What is it? Is this a pre-event or it's on the day event?
That was held a couple of weeks ago. So it was, we extended the speaker applications for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Not that we didn't have enough, but just for to give people the chance to supply, you know, more sessions. And we contacted more diverse communities as well. So that was given by a couple of the organizers. And it was basically an info session to show people how to create a pitch for a speaker application, not just a WordCamp, but just in any conference, to get them confidence in what to put into a speaker pitch, you know, and how to put the proposal together to send off to a conference. So if you're a first-time speaker, that could be quite daunting. You might not know what to put in a speaker application to push yourself forward to get noticed. So that event that was held, just took people through the reins. You know, what is a speaker proposal? What stuff do you need to include in that? What's going to get you noticed? You know, and how do you apply for that? So it was well attended. And what we'll probably do is wrap that up as a general webinar and put it out on some resources that people can then reference. For example, if there's another WordCamp next year, they can then point to that resource or run it themselves if they want to.
So we will be able to see the recording later on WordCamp Sydney website?
Yep, we'll get it up there.
This is super helpful. Thank you so much. So there's DTL and Joe Miney who are hosting the event. Okay, wow. All right, so is there anything that I missed, that we missed, and anything you want to share more about WordCamp Sydney, things that we look forward to?
Oh, look, at the end of the day, it's a big networking event. So yes, there's bonus off. You get to hear some tracks and people talk. But I think the main point is just to get people back together, back networking, back social. It's one of the cheapest tech conferences in Australia, the WordCamps themselves. And I think sometimes that can put people off because they see the ticket price. They think, oh, you know, it's just $70 bucks. But the amount of value you get out of that, it's just outstanding. So as well as the two tracks for the 2 days, we've got morning tea, lunch, and afternoon tea included. And there's a social event on the Saturday evening as well for people to attend. So extra networking brownie points for people when they do that. So it's a huge conference. It's got a lot of networking opportunities. So I'd really encourage people to think about that. Even if some of the speaker sessions don't quite align with what you do, come down just for the networking. You know, because the networking is it's the big thing, I think. That's what, it's the big thing. It's the social aspect. I'm a freelancer. I work on my own. This is my office bedroom. So I spend 90% of my time in here. But, you know, it's good to get out to local meetups and chat to other people. It's good to get out to conferences and network with other people. It's still all about that social and network connection. Some of my best friends I met through meetup groups.
All right. Well, I'm excited myself to meet with you in person. We've been in touch since last year, since I think the meetup reactivation 2022. So that's actually right. 2 years ago. And I look forward to the WAPU as well, because you mentioned you still have a lot of WAPU Australia. So that's something else that I'm looking forward to, and meeting folks in Australia. All right. I think it's been a really great evening here, everybody, catching up with Will and then listening to what we can look forward from WordCamp Sydney. There's still 2 months to go, but it's the right time to start, get the tickets, book your hotel, book your flight, and follow all the social media accounts of WordCamp Sydney, so that you need to attend or ensure that you're not late for any of the social events. It's networking, right? The big thing for WordPress events.
Networking is the big thing. So come and network your hearts out. Looking forward to meeting everyone there. So yeah, just come along. It'll be good. Good fun.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Will. Good to see you.
Thank you, Devin.
I'm online, and I see you in 2 months in person.
See you in person in 2 months.
Yeah.
Sounds right. Good, Devin.
Right. Bye, Neil.
Bye.
Hey, Bob WP here, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to WordPress Event Talk. If you're not subscribed, just head over to dothewoo.io/subscribe or find us on your favorite pod player. And remember, you can subscribe to any of our shows directly or hear them all on our Do The Woo full channel feed. And lastly, we welcome your thoughts, insights, and feedback on all of our episodes. So just head over to dothewoo.io and leave a comment. Until the next time.